We're talking about covert narcissism today, and I was just looking at a definition. Julie's talked about it, but I was reading one here. It says here, Julie and Miriam, they adamantly believe in their own inflated self-importance and intelligence, yet do they do not reveal it willingly and are also marked by insecurity. Mm-hmm. That kind of nails, I'll call it out, media personalities, and to some degree, even politicians.
Yeah, well, many politicians, percentage-wise, would fall under this, or even more of an antagonistic narcissism. So,
I know some media types that have that inflated self-importance.
But remember, we're talking about it like as if it's kind of a descriptor, And there's traits, right? You don't have to like be a complete. We've talked about this before, but everyone gets labeled as a narcissist just because they do something that's, you know, unkind. And that's not the case. No, not everyone falls into that category. It's just a way to understand. I look at it more from the person who is experiencing it and what that does to them. Because if you've had a relationship with a colleague like that or an intimate relationship with someone who has those traits, it takes a lot to recover. So I don't look at it from the perspective of the person. The person who is that. I look at it more as a way to help people understand what's happening to them.
So how do they get treated then? How can they, self-identify and try to work ahead on it?
Well, I mean, they can be helped, but therapeutic approach is what, research says is CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, any kind of psychodynamic therapy can help individuals understand and address those underlying issues that drive those kinds of behaviors, like you mentioned, that insecurity. A lot of it is also they've had bad things happen to them along the way, so some traumatic experiences as well. We have to pay attention to that sometimes it looks like this, but actually it's a way of coping because of what someone has been through. Mindful practices can also promote that self-awareness and emotional regulation. But the big problem is if someone is far on that spectrum in terms of being so inflated in their self-importance and their righteousness, they don't think they have a problem. They think everyone else has a problem. So that's the first barrier to getting better.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I feel really sorry for people who are stuck in these kind of relationships. So are there some long-term effects of being in a relationship with a covert narcissist?
Yeah, and that's the part that makes me more interested in how do we help people, because it's the people often that come into therapy are people that have experienced being hurt in these relationships, but they don't know what's happened. It's hard for them to recover from this because it erodes self-esteem and it can feel like a slow erosion, right? It creates trust issues and it can even lead to anxiety and depression. So recovery for them involves therapy, self-care practices, because in these relationships, there's been no room for your needs. Rebuild those healthy relationships. And unfortunately, because many covert narcissists are highly vengeful, it's also something that survivors of these relationships have to cope with.
Before we run out of time, what role has social media done for those that, live with or don't? Covert narcissism. What has social media done to this?
Oh, well, it's exasperated it. It's for sure. Yeah. It's inflated it. Platforms that often encourage self-promotion and validation-seeking behaviors can fuel those tendencies. Mm-hmm. And while social media, it can give a platform for people to talk about what wrongs have been done to them, it also creates a scenario where people want a backstory. So they create that they've been victimized in some way and they've overcome out. So it's the curated nature of social media that allows individuals to present these idealized versions of themselves, seek admiration, and then validation from others.
Wish we had more time. Dr. Julie Galthorpe this morning from Galthorpe Therapists. Where can people track you down?
Look us up at GalthorpeTherapist.com. Look us up on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and give us a call, 613-962-1852.